Welcome to our Anzac Party. Welcome to the Anzac Party.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Anzac Party. Welcome to the Anzac Party. Welcome to our Anzac Show.
Yeah.
Australia, New Zealand, yeah. Hi, I'm Tom. Hi, Tom. I'm Phil. Hey, Phil. How are you? Oh, I'm good, thanks, Tom. What have you been up to today, Tom? Well, I've actually been hanging out with Jill. We went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. That's fantastic, Phil. How, what about you, Jill? What have you been up to?
Well, I've been hanging out with Tom, and we went up the hill to fetch a pail of water.
Well, sounds like everything's choice, bro. Yeah, cheer, cuz. Fully, yeah.
Welcome to the Anzac Potty. This is that was my special introduction.
Yeah, I like your intro.
I had a one take policy. Yeah. I didn't even listen to it.
You just went for it.
Went for it, and then Daniel walked in the door, so I didn't have the opportunity to even listen to it.
Oh, that's good.
Welcome, Daniel. Welcome back from a long hiatus.
It has been a long hiatus.
Hyena, welcome back. From a long hyena.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a great big hyena.
We've got someone who struggles with English here with us today. We've got someone who's immersed herself in ochre, but still slips into the Kiwi. Megan, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Honour.
Dan. Now,
you were supposed to come on another episode and you bailed.
Yeah, you bailed.
And we had a special Captain Boaz that
had Kiwi jokes in and everything, yeah. And Jono had to do it.
Yeah,
and
Jono made it bad.
It was Jono, the worst.
We can never do Boaz's with Jono.
No, you can't.
He is so bad. He like does the same, hey, governor. Maybe you do a character
like there's a character in Boaz who is based on Jono, and he can't even act that one properly.
No. He's a crazy kid, that Jono.
Oh, he's good.
Sounds like a bad episode of The Potty.
Oh, it would have been better if you were there. Now, tell us, what's your name?
My name is Megan.
Megan?
My name is Megan.
Now, Megan's going home, back to New Zealand. She's been here with Australia since February.
I have, it's 9 months.
And she's been living with Rowena and I for the last couple of weeks.
Oh.
And so I've been taking every opportunity possible to learn Kiwi lingo.
Yeah.
And,
not to mention dance in your pajamas in the lounge.
Yes, I dance.
Great fun.
Yep.
There you go.
Now, some of the words.
Tell us.
Chur. It's my favourite.
What's chur?
C-H-E-R.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can be used as a greeting. Like, chur, Dan.
Chur.
Chur, Dan.
Is it like based on chur?
But it's got a lot to do with the head movement, which obviously we can't show on the potty, but it's a sort of a... Up and to the right.
Chur flick.
It's a flick.
Awesome. Yeah. It's not just a greeting though. It can also be like a colloquial term for good.
Oh right?
Yeah.
So,
chur.
Are you
want to make
pulling our leg? Like,
no,
are you just telling us this stuff and we'll start saying it and you'll get home and go, it'll say chur and.
Now, and you can say...
at the airport.
You can say...
I can say welcome to New Zealand.
It just
goes, chur-chur.
It says
chur-cuz.
Now, you can say chur-bro, and most people are related in New Zealand.
They are.
But just in case they're not directly related, you just say chur-cuz.
Chur-cuz? There is some line somewhere back there. You will be related to
that. Hey, check this out. Chur-cuz, thanks for the kai.
That's good, Dave. I think you could go incognito.
Yeah.
Thanks for the...
kai, it's food.
Apart from that Australian looking... thing you got going on.
Beauty.
Yeah.
Okay. Tan.
Let's call it that.
Now, give us some more words.
What else you got?
Well, the indigenous
Tom?
Language.
Well,
the indigenous
language. Like,
Māori?
You people can't say Māori at all.
That's Māori. Māori.
Māori.
Māori.
Māori.
Māori.
Māori.
Māori.
Māori.
I'm sorry.
No.
Māori.
Okay, look, for all you Australians out there, if you want to go to New Zealand and fit in, you want to say...
How do we...
Foot in. Hey, I'm Tom.
That's it.
I'm from New Zealand.
Offered and well.
I've been up the hole with Joel to fetch a pail of water.
Hey, Megan, what's a Hindu?
Lazy eggs.
Excellent. So.
Anyway, the darkest skinned people in New Zealand are the Māori people.
Māori.
Say it like mouldy bread.
Mouldy?
Yes, that's
Māori.
It. Got it.
Mouldy.
Got it.
Māori.
But you don't have a D in it, though, do you?
No, but
Māori.
Say Māori.
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 Can you do a haka?
Oh, yeah. Oh, part of it.
Give it to us.
Okay. But you're not supposed to because it's strictly man only.
Oh, right.
So
might have to get your covering so you can come in with me.
This is me with a high pitched voice.
Kamate, kamate, kore, kore. Kamate, kamate, kore, kore. Tangata, forgotten the rest.
I can do that. Kamate, kamate, kore, kore. Kamate, kamate, forgotten the rest.
That's it.
No,
it's
forgotten
good.
The wrist. It was
forgotten the wrist.
And then jump.
Where'd you leave your wrist?
Yeah.
You forgot your wrist.
At the soccer.
Did you forget your leg?
At football. At the rugby, and we won against the Aussies.
Wait. The only tournament that matters is the World Cup. I know that we lost at England.
England.
But we did beat New Zealand in the semi-final, 2003.
Didn't you poison us?
Yes.
Yeah.
We poisoned them.
Yeah.
Pretty sure we poisoned
them. I don't know.
It was the South Africans that poisoned
us. South Africans.
How much did Brazil beat New Zealand by?
Are we talking soccer?
Leading up to the World Cup.
Oh, 63-0. It was a rugby score.
We've only got one soccer ball in New Zealand, though. You can't expect us to get all that much training in.
Yeah.
One
there's ball. A call out. It was first 11 people to the Oval to play in Brazil. Yeah.
And they're all white. That was the biggest problem. They call them the All Whites.
You know.
They do. The New Zealand soccer team is called the All Whites.
Really?
Yeah. Blacks aren't allowed.
It's true.
Are you serious?
No, it's not.
Well, no, it's not racially true, but they are called the All Whites.
Yeah. Their shirts are white.
Oh, that's weird.
It's a bit bizarre.
Everything. All our team names got the All Whites. The Black Ferns, the All Blacks, the Tall Blacks.
The Tall Blacks. Are they the basketball
and
team?
And the Lattes.
And the Black Sticks.
What's that? Is that cricket?
They're the hockey team.
A
little controversy over the Black Sticks. Obvious reasons.
Sounds like a death metal band. We are the Black Sticks. We are the Black Sticks.
Jerk off.
Nice.
Chirkas. Oh, we're going to make that term go global. It's going to become Australian. Chirk.
Chirkas.
That's going to become a potty word. Potty word.
Potty word.
Potty word.
Chirkas.
Chirkas. That's chirk. Now, you've been learning some Australian lingo. Christy Horton, Miss Horto, she's been one of your Ocker mentors. Yes. Give us some of the tips that she's given you.
Now, what does she say? She says, how good is this? How funny is this? Yeah. Fully sick. Is that very good? She does that all the time.
Yeah, that one.
Obviously, I'm trying to say pen in the Australian. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
This is all I've got. Pen. Okay. Did that sound Australian?
No. It's a biro.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
A felt tip pen.
Pen. That's New Zealand. Pen. I want a pen.
Now, I'm going to say something roughly in English. Can you do it in Australian? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. My name is Tim. I am going to the fish and chip shop to buy fish and chips.
For Jill.
You want this in Australian?
Yeah, you've got to say it in Australian.
Okay. My name is Tim. I'm going to the fish and chip shop to buy some fish and chips for Jill. That's what I've had to put up with for 9 months. No wonder I'm going home.
So how would you say it with a New Zealand accent?
My name is Tim. I'm going to the fish and chip shops to buy some fish and chips for Jill.
For Jill.
You know, it's been like listening to a fax machine for 9 months.
A what? A fax machine?
I don't know whether you're trying to talk to me or send a fax. High-pitched whininess.
Excellent. Now, Dave, you've been somewhere recently.
Well, before we go to where I've been recently, because this is our Anzac episode, so we thought it'd be good to talk about Anzac stuff.
We could pretend.
Do you have Anzac biscuits in New Zealand?
Buskets.
Oh,
we invented them.
We invented them.
Is that right?
Yeah, same with Pavlova, far less.
Same with Tom and Neil Fun.
Tom and Neil Fun.
From Crowded House.
They're ours.
And Russell Crowe.
Well,
you don't want him.
No. We don't want him either.
You guys can have him.
Mel Gibson? Yeah.
No, he's yours. Sam
what
Neil.
About, what about Nicole?
Sam Neil.
Nicole, what's that chick's name? Nicole.
She's a pond.
Nicole Kidman.
Cudman.
John Howard?
I'm not taking responsibility for him.
Yes.
He's a pond as well, I think.
I've been to New Zealand.
Have you?
I went to Rotorua.
Oh, that's where I'm from.
I went to Bay of Islands.
Oh, that's beautiful up there.
I went to Mount Whanganui.
Monga.
No, I went to a different one. I've got a photo of me at Mount Glitterslow.
So with the Glitterslow.
I didn't go up it, I just stopped at the sign at the bottom and went, And then I put my thumbs up for the
I've been in New Zealand as well, but I've only been to the South Island. But everyone on the South Island says
don't go to the North.
Yeah, don't go.
Yeah, it is a bitter island, South Island.
It's not, there's no people there.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
Just sheep and Kias.
Tell us about, you've been in Australia for 9 months. Tell us about your experiences here. Tell us about church here. Tell us about how have you grown as a Christian. How have you found church? How have you struggled at church? How, just talk.
Just tell you it all.
Yeah.
Okay, just soothe you with my Kiwi accent.
Church has been soothing. It's more like acupuncture.
Greatest.
How do you say acupuncture?
Acupuncture.
Acupuncture.
She didn't even say that.
She's Oka now.
This has been like 3 days of Dave just following me around trying to get me to say things.
Thumbs.
Say thumbs.
Anyway.
How's those spiders, hey?
I got a good photo of a funnel web last night.
Yep.
Yeah, even though it was geared, I was pretty scared going up to it.
What was it?
I had the digital zoom on four times.
What was it
times.
Called?
No, what was it? Did you say it?
A funnel web.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, what was it? Was it alive?
No.
What was it?
Dead. Why is it funny?
It was dead. It did what? What it was dead. What do you mean?
Yeah, it was away from life. How's that?
Yeah, go on.
No,
sorry.
I've enjoyed church. The first Bible teaching church I've ever been to.
What do you mean by that?
I have been to the odd happy clappy spirit stick type church.
Are they like black sticks?
Yeah, but multicolored.
Spirit stick. Probably the music.
It's the Christian death metal band.
Well, I managed to become a Christian within those churches, but this was the first church that I'd found didn't teach topically, which was good. Really enjoyed that. What did I find hard about church? Not a lot. Sometimes it's hard to get into the cliques.
That's cliques.
Cliques inevitably form in churches, but got there in the end, I think. What will I miss about Australia? Well, you know, there's really good shopping here.
Oh.
We don't have the reject shop at home.
They have to hunt for their food.
Yeah. We have to build pits and
pup to build pups. Right. Hi, I'm Tom. This is Paul.
This is our pit.
We're going to roll up the hill and then fall into the pit.
Oh, what was that?
That means it's 1 o'clock and David needs to go in 5 or so minutes.
Okay.
Right.
I've probably got a couple more than that.
Okay.
But there you go.
What is it like a hybrid accent you go into? You mix all the French and...
I watched Pride and Prejudice last night.
Oh, okay. Mr. Darcy.
I get mixed up between South African accents and New
South Africa. You just put a bit deep up for South Africa.
They sound a bit, like, slower in South Africa.
They're smarter than the New Zealanders.
Yeah, but they seem slower in their accent.
Yeah.
I like that.
Now, tell us a bit more about what are some of the things that stood out, like, when you came to church, and, like you've said, you're only used to topical preaching stuff.
Yeah.
What do we do at CCEC? Why do you like that? Yeah. Why is it good?
Do you know what is striking when you first come is you guys pray. Like, you don't just start a sermon or a service with a little prayer. You pray, and you pray for the people in the church, and you've got your list there, and people come up and pray, and that's different. Usually you get, a little, bless this word to us, Lord, and something at the end too.
Yep.
So that's strikingly different about CCC. And also, I think the emphasis... On the message, rather than the music.
Yeah, okay.
Does that make sense? Like, the music's good, but it's not the it doesn't seem to be the focal point. Yeah.
Yep.
The band's on the same level as everybody else. Nobody's on a stage, and there aren't flashing lights. And
We're going to try to change that.
Oh, yeah. Me and Dave have been talking all week about the flashing lights and going to the stage.
There you go. What about preaching and stuff? Like, you talked about topical preaching. What happens at CCC, and why does that impress you? Why does that encourage you?
Well, because CCC takes a book and goes through the book, you just get a more rounded idea of, from start to finish, what it's trying to say. Whereas churches that I've been used to have been just a verse here and a verse there and a verse there to make up a story about, I don't know, how we should treat others or our spouse or whatnot. You know, just...
using the Bible to make a point rather than...
Yeah, and you're all over the place. Make a point. You're all over the place. And
it's the preacher's latest hobby horse or latest hip thing to talk about.
Thinking about...
Which, and the cool thing about, it's taken us 3 years to work through Romans. We're finishing it right now at Night Church, 9 to 16. You can't hurdle the tough stuff. Like, there's some tricky stuff in there. All those topics are dealt with as you go. Mm.
Yeah.
But you're doing it in the Bible's order, and you're letting the Bible speak rather than me speak and back it up with a verse.
Yeah, you're right.
I haven't been to a million churches, so I can't speak too exhaustively.
If you've been to a million churches, that'd be...
Send an email to ccsyouth@gmail.com.
Name them all.
No, please don't radio. Just send a million emails. I'm sure there's good churches that their diet is they have more topical type preaching. I'm sure there's
they
some
have
good
to be
churches like that.
Preachers too.
Yeah, that's probably the case too. But by and large, the best stuff you'll get, even if it might be a little bit drier than someone who is captivating, like is the place where you work through a book of the Bible. Like one of the things I love about what Hurdy does is he'll say, "Have a look in the passage. This isn't me. Have a look what the Bible is saying." And it's very much, don't listen to me, listen to the Word. And I think when you've got topical preaching every week, there's a place for topical preaching, but if you've got it every week and that's your diet, I don't reckon you're getting a good feed. Hello, Daniel's got a big booger, I reckon.
Where's the dishes?
Go to the toilet.
Go out.
Okay, now what we're going to do while Daniel's gone is we're going to talk about him, okay?
Okay, yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah,
He's a bit weird.
He is a bit odd, you know.
There was one time I had to leave the room and he talked about me for a little while.
Okay.
So
have you
I'm
noticed
just getting back.
How high he has his guitar? You know,
yeah.
It's like he hikes up his pants under his nipples. It's like his guitar is so high.
Hey, what's going on?
We're just...
Now what...
talking about my physique.
You
didn't mean that, Renee.
Or Keith.
Sorry, go on.
I went to Canberra in the holidays recently and went to the War Memorial. And I've got to say, if you go to Canberra, you've got to go to the War Memorial. Megan hasn't been to Canberra or the War Memorial. But you learn lots of stuff about Anzacs and Australia and New Zealand.
Mateship.
New Zealand Army. What's the C stand for again? Corps?
Corps.
Corps.
Like, the thing that stood, like, oh, there's heaps you could say, and I'd love to reflect on it more, but just, like, I reckon we're wimps, like our generation and our culture and so forth. I look at youth group and I think, guys, you need to grow up. Like, yeah. I'm being serious, like...
50 years ago, they'd be at war.
Yeah, but
the war sort of shaped them. I mean, our culture doesn't have a chance.
Well, our culture sucks, and we've got to be countercultural.
But see, our culture is where men stay children until they're 30.
Right.
Yeah, live at home until you're 35.
Yeah.
Yeah,
when you get 40, you start acting like a child again.
midlife crisis.
Yeah. Stupid.
But I don't know, like, Gallipoli, like, I'm not saying it was right to send 14-year-olds to the war, and they obviously did the sneaky and got their parents to sign things, forge signatures or whatever they did, and that may not have been a wise thing. I rejected that phone call that just came through. Sorry, Rod, father-in-law.
Whoops.
But yeah, like, I'm not saying we have to be all pro-war and on about fighting and so forth, but just men. Like, in previous cultures, you had a job by the time you were 13, you had kids by the time you were 14. Like, I'd love to see our youth group as a place where we're not just like the rest of the culture, but we're countercultural, different, stand out as, like, be a gentleman. Don't be a dimwit, year 8 boys, year 9 boys, year 7 boys, year 10 boys, like year 12 boys. First year, grow up, be men, get ready to fight a war, not a war with guns and stuff, but a spiritual war.
Mm.
Read Ephesians 6.
Yeah, different.
Put on your spiritual armour.
Armour of God. I'm going to read some verses from there, and we might have to close pretty soon, I reckon. But before we do, I think this is... The HSC starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're going to have the HSC Survival Guide over the next few weeks.
Awesome.
So this week's number one. So you don't know what the HSC is much?
I have my HSC.
Oh.
Yeah, they just give it out in New Zealand.
Ah, cool. can you give us a tip for the HSC?
Oh,
be there on the day they hand
it out. Okay, well, bananas. Bananas are filled with potassium, which is very good for your neurotransmitters. And
that's just
memory.
Right. Clearly just giving a tip to all the PE people.
Hey, you're a physiotherapist, aren't you?
I'm a physiotherapist. And memory and recall are helped by bananas.
There you go. So should we eat bananas? Well, this year's HSC stuff then,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Larry.
I could read a whole bunch of verses. I'm just going to read a couple.
Okay.
This is from Ephesians chapter 6. Go and read the whole chapter later on. Listen to talks from Fat at another time too. I think they might be online. If they're not, they'll be on there soon. This is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and so on and so forth. And basically, there's a, how do you arm yourself? I reckon the summary I do of what's the armor of God, it's stuff to do with the gospel. You arm yourself with the gospel of God, the gospel of grace, the righteousness, peace, all those things. The way that you prepare to live in this world and be different in this world is by being armed with the gospel. What's the gospel? Jesus. Be armed with him, his death and resurrection, the good news about him. There you go. There's our Anzac episode. Yep. We need to say a few more Anzac words. Becky, Anzac Becky.
What else have we got?
Youth group starts this Friday night. It's going to be fantastic. See you there. Bring your friends. If you're on MySpace, invite your friends via MySpace.
Yeah.
That's an experience.
If you're not on MySpace, don't go on there. It's pretty stupid and ugly. add me as a friend. Hey. There you go. And Running Home. Have a gig.
Yeah. Saturday night.
Oh, great.
Saturday night.
So rock up at the Shed.
Dash.
We're playing with a cool band called the Amsterdams.
And I'll get you tickets if you want. Just give me $40 and I'll get you a ticket.
I like how you said ticket.
Tuck it.
Tuck it.
Tux.
I'll get you
tux. Tux. I really need to get to Tyrigal High. If I'm late, kids, and you hear this off
Let's take a photo.
We need to take a photo. Oh, look, my phone's working for the moment.
We should go out with the bugle.
It's really good. That's what we're on about here at CCC on the potty, is bugles. We just had the same one. Thanks, Megan. We look forward to hearing from you on your blog. Check out www.cccyouth.com. We look forward to seeing you in the flesh this week. Peace out. Grace out. Cheer, cuz.
Sorry about Miss Captain Boaz.
We've got an episode ready to go. We might do two episodes this week.
Yeah, definitely.
That'd be choice, cuz. That'd be cheer, cuz. I'm going to go get some kai. Bye.
Bye.